And now this is a dictation for Matthew. M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Bichi, B as in boy, E-A-C-H-Y, September 18, 03. Addressed as a letter to Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-E-N, Hyatt, H-Y-A-T-T-P-A, 588-5052. Dear Kristen, a follow-up for Matthew, who has low potassium magnesium, lightly renal wasting, tubular disease, last visit in February. He is from the Amish community, comes accompanied with mother. He has gained weight. Says to be eating well. There has been no diarrhea, no nausea, vomiting. Review system is negative. He misses frequently the second dose of potassium as well as magnesium. He is compliant with the aldactone indomethacin, which is once a day. He also takes potassium, sodium, phosphorus, sodium, potassium. He denies any symptoms of muscle weakness, spasm, chest pain, palpitation, lightheadedness. Review system is negative. Present blood pressure 120 over 60 on the left side. He is alert, no respiratory distress, normal speech, respiratory cardiovascular, normal, no edema, good muscular mass, and non-focal. Next paragraph. Chemistry a few days ago, creatinine 1.12, which is still his baseline, has low magnesium, low sodium, low potassium, upper normal bicarbonate, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, cell count platelets, hemoglobin, although low MCB, 78, he is not vegetarian. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Low potassium, magnesium, thought to be related to renal wasting, etiology unknown. Levels remains low, he's been missing one dose, which is in the middle of the day when he's working. He's going to try to take three times a day dose replacement. Kidney function remains stable. Presently normal phosphorus on replacement. Low sodium represents water balance. Other chemistry is stable. Next blood test, iron studies for low MCB, although hemoglobin is normal and he's not vegetarian. He was extensively evaluated before moving to Michigan in the Northeast. He came with the aldactone, although the typical medication we use is more amiloride or similar. There is some reports for sodium glucose cotransporter inhibitor in patients with or without diabetes that helps with renal magnesium wasting. This is something that we might need to try. We'll see if we can get some samples. All issues discussed with the patient and mother. He is aware of his symptoms. If they do not improve with oral replacement, always go to the emergency room for intravenous help. End of dictation.